A number of announcements this morning. First, again, a word of welcome to Leonard. It's great to have you with us here today. And Felicity, welcome. It's good to have you here with us as well. And family, your daughter, and I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. Darian, stand up, Darian. And there, welcome. Good to have you with us today as well. Take a moment and ask Leonard what he did in his first week after the service. He'll be happy to share with you everything he did. He jumped right in, and that was great. Any birthdays in the month of June? We pray for God's blessings upon you. Let us pray. God, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, brought great joy to Mary and Joseph. We give you thanks for our friends whose birthdays we celebrate this month. May they ever grow in your faith, hope, and love. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Anyone celebrating a wedding anniversary in the month of June? And we pray for you and for Pauline. Let's pray. Gracious God, during this month, we remember with thanksgiving the vows of love and commitment our friends Richard and Pauline have made to you and to each other in marriage. We pray for your continued blessing upon them. May they learn from both their joys and their sorrows and discover new riches in their life together in you. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The jazz night happened in this space on Friday night. There were over 90 people here. Isn't that awesome? This is a great way for us to be reaching out to our wider community. There were some members from St. George there, but the majority of people came from the community around us, which is exactly what we're hoping to do with that ministry, is to bring people in and to form community and to build relationships. And so some interesting conversations, some great music, and a wonderful opportunity to share fellowship together. A thank you to Chris for all of his hard work in putting that together. And I know that he's already starting plans for the fall, for a series throughout the fall. And so watch for that and come on out and support it and tell your friends because it's a great night and it was a truly good time for all who were there. The parish barbecue was yesterday. A thank you to Kathy and to Peter. I think they've gone back down to be with the kids. But they organized that and put it together. It was a wonderful barbecue. And we especially want to give thanks to God for the weather, because it certainly was perfect for that. If you came up the elevator, you'll notice something new in the entranceway to the elevator. And that is Angela has made a banner to welcome people to St. George on Young. It's hanging there in the entranceway to the elevator downstairs, and it looks great. And we want to say thank you to Angela for that. There's a sign-up sheet on the lectern out in the narthex area for the prayer breakfast being held next Saturday. So far, we've got very few people registering, which sent Sister Connie into a moment of panic, because we have Bishop Linda Nichols coming to be our speaker. If you're planning to come but just haven't got around to registering yet, hint, hint, the sign-up sheet is back there, and if you could please let us know if you're planning on coming for two reasons. Number one is we want to make sure we have enough food. We always have enough food, but we want to make sure there's enough food. But secondly, we don't want to bring the bishop out to an event that isn't going to be attended by enough people, and if need be, we will postpone it to the fall. So please do sign up. We're hoping to let her know by the end of this week exactly what's happening. At this point, it's a go. It's going to be a great event and a great opportunity to think about spirituality in our life in the world. And I think she's going to be talking about a very good topic there. Sign-up sheet is at the back for Lemonade on the Lawn starting next week. I want to say thank you to Jean, who is going to make sure that all of the things that we need, the juice and the cookies, are here. Thank you very much. But in order for that to happen, we need to have people signed up to do the Lemonade on the Lawn. So please make sure you put your name on one of the dates over the next little while. And starting in the fall, it will be on a roster system and not a sign-up system. The Sunday school aren't with us because they're finishing their planting. For those who can, the garden that I would say, now you're going to tell me, Geraldine, is it's the south side of the building, right? Southwest? Out that way. on Churchill. The Sunday School have been planting a garden today, and it's their garden. And so if you get a chance and you want to, go out and take a look at what they planted there and give thanks to them for that. Lorraine has a quick announcement about the upcoming bazaar.
Good morning. Although it's very early to be talking, we are planning for the bazaar, as you've seen in the bulletin. And at the present time, we're looking for businesses, organizations that can donate, and especially crafters. So if you know anybody who might like to have a table to sell things at our bazaar, we're trying to involve the community in lots of ways. And we do have a sign-up sheet. If you can hand these out to anybody, let me know. Thank you.
And thank you, Lorraine, for taking some leadership in that. And Geraldine is working with you. So greatly appreciated. It's an opportunity to raise funds, but it's also a great opportunity to share fellowship together. And that certainly goes hand in hand with it. I just noticed one other thing to make sure people are aware of. If you don't receive your newsletter via electronic emails, they are at the back of the church. Please pick them up so that we can avoid having to mail them. And any you can deliver for us as well. And a huge thank you to Kathy. I've taken a look through it. It's a great newsletter with lots of good information. Our recessional hymn...